The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now, a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they all saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of the sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anyone from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good afternoon. I'm going to stay up here so you can see me, because I am like Zacchaeus, short in stature. I love this particular gospel, and I learned to reflect on this particular gospel when a Jesuit taught me this prayer. They call it the imaginative prayer, where when you read the particular gospel, imagine that you are part of the story. And I thought about this, using this prayer for this reflection, because the story of Zacchaeus, it is so relatable. There are so many people, we have different personalities, skills, but also different sizes like me. And help me to think about this gospel in the eyes of St. Luke, because St. Luke, in the past few weeks, he's been presenting us with two people in the gospel. Like today, we heard the tax collector Zacchaeus and Jesus. Last week, we heard the tax collector again, and then this poor man asking God's mercy. There's always two people involved in the story of St. Luke. But for us today to reflect on this, Zacchaeus came from the word righteousness. The name Zacchaeus came to a word like being righteous, doing what is right and what is just in front of God. But the story is, Zacchaeus was a tax collector who collected money, extorted money from other people. So, though he had a righteous name, but his life was the opposite. What helped me to think about and reflect about this gospel is Zacchaeus went up and climbed the tree. He made an effort to climb the tree. And then think about this. Why did Jesus recognize him and no one else's? Jesus saw him up in the tree, but he only recognized Zacchaeus. And I bet you, in the biblical times, the streets are small, there are trees around you, people are doing the same thing, but why Jesus only recognized Zacchaeus and no one else's? And I think because Zacchaeus made an effort to climb the tree to see Jesus. And think about this. Why now? Why not yesterday? What was happening with Zacchaeus? Is it because he's so curious to see who Jesus was? What was he doing that Jesus becoming more popular in the country? And something happened with Zacchaeus that is so striking for me. He climbed up the tree without knowing that Jesus will change his life. Jesus said, "Come down quickly. I will come to your home and eat with you." If you are a sinner, would you eat with a policeman or somebody who will judge you? No. But for Zacchaeus, he opened his home physically and also internally. He opened his heart to Jesus, that "I am ready for a conversion of heart." Zacchaeus said, "I am ready for you, God." But Jesus also said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly. I am ready for you as well." And this is the second point. Jesus made an effort to invite Zacchaeus to come down. The commonality of this story, both Zacchaeus and Jesus did an effort or made an effort to meet up. I want to see you face to face. I want to touch you. I want to feel you face to face. And help me to think about this story with my brother, who has four kids. He has a five-year-old kid, and this is back in the Philippines. And then he was telling me this story when Pope Francis visited the country. So they went to Manila and woke up really early, like 3 o'clock in the morning, so they can have a good spot in the streets of Manila to see the Pope. So they were waiting and waiting and waiting. They have bags of food, water, and everything. It's like a picnic. But when the Pope passed by, everybody was so crazy and there was a commotion. Everybody was so excited. And then my nephew was on my brother's shoulder, sitting up like this. And then the Pope passed by. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then my nephew said, "That's it? We waited this long and that's it? The Pope is gone?" And then my brother said, like, "That's it." And then my brother said, my nephew said, "It is better to watch the Pope in the television than standing here for hours and hours and that's it. I want to go to McDonald's." And we had a laugh because it helps me to think life can be like that. Our faith can be like that. Life is just passing through. And Jesus, sometimes our faith is just like passing minute by minute, but the days in our lives that it takes forever to get into our destination. And it helped me to think about what are we celebrating today. And I thank you, especially the families who have special needs, kids and adults whom we don't know. And this ministry, this special needs ministry, it's been here at Holy Family even before I came here last July. I heard they were talking about this for about a year, but they just need someone or something to push through this. And finally, we said this month, Respect for Life Month, and we can have a celebration or a mass for those families who have special needs. And help me to think about this Zacchaeus story. Don't we have, all of us here, special needs in different ways? Physical needs, mental, spiritual, psychological. This is close to me, this ministry. Why? Because I've seen so many of them, and I met so many of kids who have special needs because also of my background in education. I learned in a hard way, you can't just keep them quiet. I always say in the classroom, "Be quiet, be quiet, be quiet." And the kids would just keep talking and talking. And I learned that in a hard way. They talk for a reason. They can sit still like me. And help me to think, this is simple because I don't know and I don't have any background. I went back to school to study this because behavioral science is good for us to learn how people operate mentally, physically, and everything. And also help us Christians today to open our heart, to open our minds to these families that they've been sitting here in our pews and they're taking their kids out because they're making noises. I think for us, even for today, once a month or twice, whatever it is, whatever they need, we will support them because they need us as a community. And I learned also, they're not here for entertainment. They want to be here because they want to be baptized. They want to be confirmed. They want to receive the communion. They want to receive God. And if we put this in today's gospel, Zacchaeus made an effort to see God. Our families have special needs, autism, whatever it is. They, like Zacchaeus, they wanted to see Jesus, but also they want to be part of this community. Are we welcoming? Do we welcome them in our hearts, in our minds? And I hope so, because I think our community is ready to recognize and acknowledge them, that these are children of God as well. And we have to pray for those families who need to give more, to pay attention more to the needs of their children and adults. And I thank you for being here today.